Some sellers on Amazon Marketplace offer refunds and discounts in exchange for good reviews. Amazon is trying to stop them, to keep faith with customers and to comply with strict US consumer laws. Recent research by the Competition and Markets Authority here estimates that half of all British shoppers check online reviews before they spend. So the good reviews generate an estimated £23 billion a year of sales. Ben Morris wrote to us after he was offered a bribe to leave a good review on Amazon. He lives in Stepaside in Pembrokeshire.
Well, I was buying a pair of scales for the bathroom. Well, I opened a box and played about with it. It connected by Bluetooth to my phone, so I set it all up and weighed myself, and I was quite happy with them. And then I noticed a label drop out of the box, which gave me a discount offer. The discount offered me 50% back on the price I paid, provided I gave them a 5-star recommendation for their other customers. It was quite tempting in a way, but then I started to feel quite cross that I spend a lot of time looking at reviews, and I give them quite a bit of weight when I'm buying products because it gives you a good indication of what other people think of them.
That's Ben Morris. We spoke to Amazon. They haven't got back to us yet. Yaya Cohen is a social media lawyer from Cohen Davis Solicitors, and he specialises in the law covering websites. Welcome to you and yours, Yaya. What does the law say then about fake reviews in the UK and in the US?
In the US, consumers enjoy strict laws that protect their interests, and then Amazon is able to rely on those laws in order to enforce its own effectively terms and conditions in terms of using fake reviews. Sadly, in the UK, there's very, very little protection for consumers who check, write, or rely on reviews that are written online. And we are aware of entire websites that are created by organizations that have been prosecuted successfully in the USA, but in this country, there's very little we can do about it. Some of those websites offer dozens and sometimes hundreds of online reviews, with perhaps 80-90% of those reviews being fake. There's very little we can do in this country. The consumers have very little choice but to be very, very cautious.
You can't post a review on Amazon unless you have bought something. As you say, the manufacturers and retailers have found all kinds of ways of getting around that. We just heard about the discount offers. You've just mentioned whole websites dedicated to paying people to leave favourable reviews. But there's a difference between buying directly from Amazon and buying from retailers who sell through the website, Amazon Marketplace. Are the reviews more likely to be genuine, do you think, if you're buying from Amazon itself?
The answer is no. Amazon's terms and conditions state that if you, as a retailer, offer a free or discounted product in exchange for a review, you must clearly state in the offer that you welcome both positive and negative feedback, which does not seem to be the case with your listener. And then Amazon goes on to say that if you receive a free discounted product in exchange for your review, you then must clearly disclose the fact that you have received either a discount or a free item. So Amazon is cracking down on the practice, and the practice, as far as we can tell, is equally practiced by all different type of Amazon sellers. We know that Amazon has been prosecuting. In the latest lawsuit in the USA, Amazon says that since 2015, it sued over 1,000 people who posted fake reviews for cash. Now the company is going after the retailers themselves. Amazon's intention is, of course, to eliminate the incentives for sellers to buy fake reviews for the products. And the Amazon response to questions in relation to the latest lawsuit was this. Our goal is to eliminate the incentives for sellers to engage in review abuse and shut down this ecosystem around fraudulent reviews in exchange for compensation.
Yaya Cohen from Cohen Davis Solicitors. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.